Welcome this morning to another one of our daily check-ins. How are you? I'm actually a little sore this morning. Did you know a ton of gravel costs $28? $28, isn't that amazing? Second amazing fact, our parish vegetable garden needs more than a ton of gravel. I found that out yesterday as I realized my perimeter rocky weed deterrent would not let my truck be ready for a car wash just yet. I enjoyed this outdoor project, something with noticeable progress, something for my hands to do, something that gets me talking to people at a safe 6-foot distance from my shovel. Pretty sure coronavirus can't travel through a chain-linked fence, right? In one of my conversations yesterday, I was asked, "When are you going to be finished?" My reply was, "Well, when the rocks are done." I was channeling my best Dr. Fauci here. The rocks set the timeline. I don't. The virus sets the timeline. We don't. That can be frustrating, not having control on a situation, not really accurately knowing the way out, stumbling on this seemingly unending journey. The Israelites knew something about that. With their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against Moses. "Why have you brought us here to die? We are disgusted with this wretched food." We heard this in our first reading. We might be there on this treadmill of a health crisis, out in the desert, sick, weary, worst of all for New Orleanians and Israelites, apparently stuck with food not quite as good as the food that we're used to. So I'd say there are 2 points for us this morning on the journey. One, we're not asked to do this for another month. We're asked to do this for another day. Today. This day. The one that we have, not tomorrow, not next week. One more shovelful, one more load. This day to spend well. Secondly, how did the Israelites get out of their predicament? Whether there's that whole thing about the snakes, but it's the snake mounted on a pole. When you see the Son of Man lifted up, then you will realize that I am. We can look to the crucifix. That's the illusion, in some ways, of our Numbers reading. Jesus who joins us in our suffering. Jesus who is comfort in our difficulties. The cross is there for us to take up after our Lord. In this timeline limited state, may we do so today.